There is always another story or another side to it. A unique angle, a unique viewpoint, a unique insight. This is Chai FM. For Chai FM, I'm Michael McKenna. Let's begin in Ethiopia, where for the first time in 30 years, a delegation of seven rabbis from the United States and Israel visited the country to support its struggling Jewish community, which awaits emigration to Israel. They met with around 13,000 Jews living in Addis Ababa and Gondar and were deeply moved by the extreme poverty and challenging living conditions. Many families struggle with an annual income of $600 and face serious barriers to education and healthcare. The rabbis urged the American Jewish community to take action, emphasizing the need to raise awareness and support for those still waiting to emigrate to Israel. Meanwhile, world Betar leaders are urging a large-scale Jewish emigration to Israel due to rising anti-Semitism and security issues faced by Jewish communities worldwide. This call was made during a meeting of representatives from 35 Betar chapters at the Jabotinsky Institute in Tel Aviv, honoring the founder Zeev Jabotinsky. CEO Yigal Bran emphasized the need for action, supported by executive member Ron Torishyan, who highlighted the dangers which Jews are facing in various cities. The gathering held before Passover showcased Jabotinsky's warnings about threats to Jewry and emphasized Betar's growing influence in promoting Zionism worldwide. The Prime Minister of the United Kingdom, Keir Starmer, has expressed deep appreciation in a letter to Jewish veterans Mervyn Kirsch and Stanley Fisher, who both played a role in liberating the Bergen-Belsen concentration camp. With the 80th anniversary approaching, Starmer acknowledged their profound experiences confronting the brutal reality faced by fellow Jews. He recognized their extraordinary service as veterans of the Normandy landings and their courage in witnessing one of history's darkest moments. Starmer also commended their commitment to truth, emphasizing that their testimonies help preserve the memories of these atrocities, ensuring that such horrors are never forgotten. Both men are part of the 60,000 Jewish soldiers who served in World War II. Staying with commemoration news, Agam Berger, a freed hostage and violinist, will perform at the Auschwitz-Birkenau concentration camp during the 37th March of the Living ceremony on April the 24th, accompanied by vocalist and guitarist Daniel Wise, whose parents were killed on October the 7th. Berger will play a 130-year-old violin which survived the Holocaust. And here's a sample of a song they're rehearsing for the event. And finally, let's reflect on other news which made headlines this week. Three American men on death row for their involvement in a failed coup were returned to the United States from the Democratic Republic of Congo. The Israeli Air Force has cancelled its traditional Independence Day flyover this year due to the ongoing conflict in Gaza and its operations in the region. Mohammed bin Abdul Karim al-Issa, a Saudi religious leader, warned that the Middle East conflict is endangering the integration of young British Muslims with non-Muslims, potentially fostering extremism. Israel requested that Qatar publicly denounces a fatwa urging Muslims to wage holy war against it. The Minister of Defense, Israel Katz, visited the Morag Corridor in the Gaza Strip and turned to the Gazan population, saying, "Get rid of Hamas and return the hostages. That is the only way to stop the war." For the first time since the Holocaust, the Jewish Center in Oswiecim, near the Auschwitz extermination camp, will offer kosher meals. And in a video address ahead of Passover, Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu acknowledges that many families will have empty chairs at their Seder tables this year due to ongoing conflicts. He emphasized the significance of the holiday at this time in history and defined the Jewish nation as a generation of resurrection and of victory. For Chai FM, I'm Michael McKenna. This Chai FM Global Update is a daily newscast focusing on Jewish news from the diaspora. It's free for you to listen to on chaifm.com. If you subscribe, we will email it to you daily.